Plum Love Foods Live, serious chef talk. Chef Plum.
I was a pro wrestler and a Laser Quest champion.
Chef Jeff.
People like me a lot.
Chef Dan.
Man, all that hard salsa, man, got me bench pressing Yorkies.
Chef Rob.
I'm bougie.
The Hulkster.
Brother, I was at Arby's scarfing down a chicken cordon bleu.
Chef Dave.
I don't have AIDS, I have Lyme disease. It's different.
Plum Love Foods Live, every Thursday at 10 p.m. on Spreaker Radio and podcasted everywhere.
I have no idea why people listen to this.
This collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
Shut the fuck up for 30 seconds,
you
might learn something.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your knees on claws. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh, yeah. It's Thursday night here in November. Jeffy, good evening. What's up, brother?
Living the dream. What's up with you?
Oh, you know, man. Sitting here on a Thursday, just poured myself a frosty beverage. Get ready to have a fantastic conversation and end this phenomenal day strong, Jeffy. That's what we're going to do. We're going to end it strong.
Let's do it.
I'm excited about it. Dude, we got a great guest on tonight. We got one of my favorite guys I've met this year, a guy I really just, I don't know, certain people you connect with. And when I met Scott, I liked him a lot. I think he's a really genuine, great human being. He's got a great company called Mac Media. They do all kinds of stuff. We're going to get into that later on. I'm excited for you to meet him and talk to him, Jeff. He's a good brother.
Absolutely. I talked to him for about all of 2 minutes, and I love the guy already. And just our exchange on the email has been hilarious, so I can't wait to hang out.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, your exchange. I was reading that, dude. It was awesome. But tonight, live here on Plum Love Foods, I'm excited. It's your boy Chef Plum, Chef Jeff, as we sit here in November, as we inch closer to Thanksgiving. Jeffy, it's going to be a lot of fun. Dude, you know what I got to tell the story about, dude? And it's okay. I could be a terrible person for doing this, but I'm thinking about playing this voicemail I played for you earlier today when you were here at the house.
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
You don't think I should do that? I could tell the story, though, right? No names. I won't give any names. You think it's a bad idea? No, seriously?
Yeah, absolutely I do.
All right, well, now it's like I have to because the suspense is built. Basically, one of my clients I had, you guys, we had a falling out with, and it's a great story, and I kind of want to tell it, but Jeffy's taking his managerial type role of your boy here and doesn't want me to tell anything. It's a bad idea.
Well, I just think that I hate to be the fun sponge, but you know, all's love and business, and we don't like to
God damn it, Jeff. You suck the fun right out of the room.
That was me.
That
Sorry.
Was a fun sound too. Well, look, in the end, it was a good thing to lose this particular client. It was a good thing, and it was time to change and move on. But the story behind it is pretty funny.
That's my boy right there. Spin it around. Be positive.
Well, it was time to move on, Jeffy. You ever had one of those jobs where you just hang out and you just know that it's time to go and it's time to move on, but you stay with them because maybe you like them or you like something else about them, or you kind of become, I don't want to say complacent, but the job is just easy, and you know, you know that it's not really worth your time, and you could be doing something better.
Yeah, man. You know, I think they call that, hold on, what's it called? Dead weight. You want to cut that. You want to get rid of that. It's like what I carry around on my belly.
You mean,
like, it's not supposed to be there. You don't want it really there, but you have it. You know what I mean?
Well, that's maybe true. That may be true. It's not like Michelin Man dead weight around the belly. It's just a little dead weight around it. Here's the thing. It now opens me up to have more time to do the fun projects like we're working on today, which we're super excited about, man. We started today the first step in the long journey of our new project. It's going to be, I don't know, man. This is where I'm just like, so Jeff, when the day has been as long as it has, I just don't give a fuck. I just want to keep talking and don't care. I'll give it all away.
What? This is what we give away. We started casting for an amazing new project with an awesome company. Stay tuned, and we're gonna drop some real gems right after Thanksgiving, because we're in the process of, and it's going to be a hard process. I mean, shout out to all the people who came out.
Can we talk about that for a second? The people that came out. Please. I mean, what an amazing, just diverse group of chefs we met today, right?
Dude, I was, you know, I don't want to sound, you know, shitty, but like, I'm not as well versed with Connecticut. I mean, I know you're amazing. I know a few of our brothers that we've worked with at events that are, you know, over the years, amazing. But I'm like, man,
it's kind of mind-boggling, right?
I couldn't believe the caliber of chef that. I mean, it was, like I'm saying, it's going to be very hard to choose. There were so many amazing people who came out, and shout out to every single one of them, because it's really going to be a hard decision for all three of us to. It's. I mean, we're reviewing tapes, because it's intense. We had 3 minutes with each person, and it was like, I mean, each one has an amazing story. I mean, it's. I don't want to talk too much. Go ahead.
Well, the best thing about it, I think, was a diverse group. I mean, we had everything from people who work in the school system to amazing, like fantastic, award-winning restaurant chefs / owners to housewives. We have a couple, like, you know, home cooks coming.
Killer home cooks.
That were
killer
great.
Home cook.
Right?
Absolutely. And absolutely. And the other thing that was tough is I felt like we connected with each one of them. And that's that, you know, as somebody who's helping, you know, in on the production side of it, it's really a hard thing to see happen, you know, to pick and you know, make sure it's all fair.
Well, we preach the positivity on this program, man, and it's just one of those things where you talk to good brother Dave, you talk to good brother Dan, you talk to even Jeffy. Like, I said to Jeffy today, I said, dude, a year ago, do you think you'd be sitting here, like, running a casting for an amazing new project that's happening? And it's just cool. You never know what happens tomorrow, right?
Since we've been doing the show together, Plum, I've been blown away at the randomness and the awesomeness of the adventures we go on together.
There is some randomness.
I mean, seriously. I mean, from our wild nights in Mohegan Sun to being in Mexico and all the cuddling we did. I mean, it's a. I mean, you know, really, really. Thanks, man.
Hashtag DIY, baby. There's more to come. That's all we're doing in this next project. And listen, I'm gonna announce it. I don't care. On this next project, Jeffy has been helping a lot with some of the production stuff, but this particular project's going to be based here in Connecticut. It'll be national, but in the project, there's some competition aspects of it, and we couldn't have any Connecticut chefs be our regular judge because people might call Bravo Sierra on us. So I brought in a chef who is incredibly talented. He's an incredibly great speaker. He's incredibly well-liked. People love this guy very, very much. I love him very much, and I think he would be a fantastic judge, regular judge on the program. Ladies and gentlemen, our first announced judge full-time on the new project, Chef Jeffy. Jeffy is going to be on every episode as our judge. How about that?
Who saw this coming?
Who saw this coming? Wow. Like, this is out of nowhere, right? This is out of nowhere.
Thank you. Let's pick my mom.
Well, I wanted someone to be there. A judge on the show who was like a chef. You know, I wanted a chef to be the judge who would be honest and who would taste food and be completely honest with people and not break their hearts, but be honest. And I think that you're the right guy for that, especially with, you know, you don't know these people, and that's why it's important.
I don't know any of them. And like I said, I was blown away by the caliber of each one of them, and I'm really interested to see how they cook and you know where the proof lays in the pudding, because each one of them brought us different sort of pizzazz and a different style and their own unique twist of foods to when they were talking about it, and to see how it all lays out, man. You know, like you said, it's all at the end of the day, it's in the tastes. You know, it's yeah. In what we taste, it's in what we see, and it's in how they perform, and it's gonna be pretty amazing. So
we're really excited about it, you guys. This is, I mean, It's going to be dope, and it's given a lot of people. It's going to give a lot of people a platform that they wouldn't normally be able to get, and that's what I'm most excited about. I love doing that, Jeff. We talk about, you know how much I love doing that. Like, I've been blessed with a lot of success on my own, but if I can take what I've done, a little bit of bullshit I've done, and use that to help get other people lifted up, I'm doing things right. That's what I want to do.
Dude, that's what we do.
Yeah. So, no doubt about it. And you know what? Listen, today for being there, big shout out to Eli's Restaurant Group for helping us out. Eli's Restaurant Group is actually the major sponsor for this project. So big shout out to Eli's. Good people over there, Jeffy.
Dude, Eli's, so awesome. The people that we hung out with today, class act.
Absolutely. Complete class act. Nice people letting us in, whatever we need to do to use the building.
Beautiful bar. Yeah, beautiful really setting. Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, really pretty. Great spot. So we're excited. Eli's Restaurant Group is working with us on this project. Jeffy's going to be the judge. There, we released some information. How about that? That's good. You're going to see a lot of we're announcing the cast next week. It's happening next week. Next Monday or Tuesday, the cast will be announced. There's going to be a big press release coming out for everybody. We're excited. We're working with a little bird told me social media. Our friend Christine and Kat over there. And shout out to Kat. She's going through some tough times right now. She lost a family member. We love you. We hope to see you soon. But we got a really strong group for this, Jeffy, and I think it's going to be a fun project.
Hell yeah. It's going to kick ass.
Hell yeah.
I'm super pumped. I'm super pumped for all the chefs involved. I'm super pumped to release more information about the show. And I can't wait. I just can't wait to really help one of these chefs shine. Like, I mean, they're all going to shine during the show, but one of them is really going to shine, and I'm yeah. really pumped about that.
And they're going to win some pretty good prizes. There's definitely, I mean, there's a nice media package. There's talk of another big prize in there. It's going to be dope. We're really excited about it, man. So, and you know what else is great? It's my first project I've executive produced on my own, Jeffy.
Dude, bravo. Here.
Hey.
Big round of applause for you, Plum.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And the icebreaker is always...
You ever seen a grown man naked?
There you go.
You ever seen
it? I feel like we're blowing each other too much. This might be too much for the beginning for people.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Listen, it's going to be a great project, and we're excited about it. Much like tonight's show, we're super excited about, Jeff. Dude, we got a great... Tell everybody who our guest is tonight. I've said it, but tell them again, because they're trying to hear my voice about it.
The main man, Scott Johnson, from the Mac Talks and from Mac Media Group. We're super excited. We're going to talk all about... Scrapple, life,
websites. Video. The dude builds amazing websites. They have a great video production team. I mean, it's going to be a great conversation. Scott's just—he's just a good human being, and I can't wait to get into it with him, man.
He's a good brother.
Yeah, he's a damn right. He's a good brother. Why don't we take 2 seconds? Let's get our ducks in a row. I'm going to play a quick spot. I'm going to pour myself a frosty beverage. I'm going to get settled in here. I'm going to stoke the fire a little bit here on this nice fall evening here in the Northeast, Jeffy, and get ready to have a great conversation with Scotty. You ready? Guess that.
Yeah.
Oh wait, hold up.
Fuck yeah, I'm ready, man. Bring him on. Ah, oh, dude, you always do that to me.
There we go. Check it out. You check out your boy.
I try to read the feed to keep up with what people are saying. And
I know.
Like, you catch me and break my crickets.
It's Plum Love Foods.
Damn crickets.
It's your boy Chef Love and Chef Jeff. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Oh yeah, Dave, Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like 3 of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM, that's ErgoChef.com.
Every 100 years, an idea comes along that changes the way we think.
One small step for man, one giant step for...
And molds us as people, outlines social norms, and brings us full circle in life.
Go ahead, son. Fetch that cleaver and stump. It's time to take out that cock.
Mommy? Well, where does chicken meat come from?
Yeah, how do we kill these chicken to eat now when we raise them, Trevor?
A dream turned into a reality. So inspiring, so creative, it needs no introduction. Chef tested, poultry farmer approved, and endorsed by the Church of Jesus and Latter-day Saints. Introducing Cock Blocks. The first cutting board guillotine designed to lock in that cock just before you lop its top. Comes complete with ergodynamic blood pool, adjustable leather straps, three blade choices, and a face splatter shield just in case. Now you can take your cock harvesting to the next level. Take it to Cock Blocks.
Order now online, www.cockblocks.com. That's blocks with triple X. The first 100 orders will receive a free child-size splatter shield.
A sizzle plate product.
Yeah, coming back here live. Plum Love Foods on a Thursday. It's your boy Chef Plum, Chef Jeff. Always happy to talk to you guys. Jeffy, how many times do you think about building a website for yourself?
Oh, man. Pretty much every time I see myself naked.
Wow, that kind of website, huh?
Dude, I mean, I'm a bad man.
I think it's time we get those videos off YouPorn and X-Hamster and post them on your own website and make some money from them, Jeffy. That's what I think.
Well, listen, I mean, if you want to check me out there, it's Big Daddy Jeff. Yeah. At Big Daddy Jeff, across all those. I have a couple paid videos up right now. It's just me in a mirror dancing, and I'll tell you, it's worth every penny.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Listen, I think people should go check that out for sure, but we can take these videos off
soon.
Yeah. Well, check it out, Jeff. So, honestly, a few months back, I got to do a podcast, and I met two really, really great guys from a group called the Mac Media Group. Scott and Chase, and so we really, really hit it off, man. I enjoyed hanging out with these guys so much and just hanging out with their podcast and seeing such a professional group that they were. And I walked in there and I was like, oh shit, I'm not the professional that these guys are, that's for damn sure. But what was great is their whole podcast that they do, the Mac Talks, is about entrepreneurs and just, yeah, it's positive, and I love that stuff, man, and so do you. And as we were there, I talked to Scott, and I've talked to Scott several times since then. We've become buddies, and you know, I'm happy to say that Mac Media Group is also working on the project with us that we're about to start shooting. But there's a certain, you can read certain people when you meet them, Jeffy, and Scott is one of those guys. I mean, he's a good brother. I look forward to our friendship. Scott, good evening. Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live. It's Chef Jeff, Chef Plum. Happy to have you on this tonight, brother. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Living the dream, man. Living the dream. We had a great casting today for our new project, which we're really excited about.
Yeah, I'm super excited to. I was listening to you guys talk about it. Love listening to you guys talk. You guys are freaking hilarious. That was definitely a treat. I don't build those type of websites. I want to first and foremost say that.
Well, come on, Scotty. Money talks, though, right? I mean, Jeffy Liz does live in the Hamptons. At least.
Yeah, but I was listening to you guys talk about the casting. Sounds amazing. I saw some pictures of it on social media. Obviously, we've spoken about it a few times.
Oh yeah.
I'm excited to be a part of it, and it seems like it's going to be a really cool thing.
Well, no one's done what we're about to go do. No one's done anything like it. You know, just with the type of content and the way it's going to be used and what we're going to do with it digitally. I'm really, really super excited about it. I'm so happy to be partnering with you guys because literally, man, I think I did your show, the Mac Talks, and I called Jeffy afterwards. I think I was sitting in your parking lot. And I was like, dude, these guys are awesome, Jeff. We got to talk to them and do some work with them. Do you remember? I'm pretty sure that happened.
Absolutely. And then you yelled at me for like 15 minutes about how I had to get like step up my game as a producer and, you know, stop getting high during phone calls and like get my shit together and like
it's a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because it's you guys do something that's different, but it's always great to see, you know, how you know, to how other people do their shows and stuff like that, because then, you know, it gives you your inspiration and the things that you do. Obviously, these shows are our passion. You know, these are our passion projects 100%. That we do, like everything that we do. But these are the, for, especially for you guys, the late night, the late night stuff that you do. And for me, it's like the time that I have to block out where, you know, it's like, all right, well, I'm not going to make any money because I got to do this show. but I love it. It's a good time. And, you know, I'm happy to be here with you guys today and obviously keep growing our friendship there, Plum. And then to meet this guy, Jeffy, in person.
Oh, can't yeah. Wait to do Jeffy's that. Good people. You'll oh, like yeah. Jeffy more than you like me. Everybody does.
Me and Jeff were talking, we were talking via, you know, through the email. And, you know, of course, I mentioned Scrapple because everybody that knows me knows that I love me some Scrapple because I'm from Delaware. And he knows. He knows how to do it. He knows how to do it. He said, slice it thin. Nice and thin. That's where people don't like Scrapples, when they get that chunk dropped in the fryer.
Well, listen, before we talk about fuck it, let's just go with Scrapple. Let's talk about, I was going to say, we should talk about what you do first, but let's go with Scrapple for a second, man, because you are...
We got to talk about Scrapple first, and then we'll talk about what I... Because I got to get that, we got to get that, you know, out of the way first. But, so I grew up, you know, I grew up in Delaware, and, you know, my grandmother was from Virginia, so... We used to have biscuits and gravy and Scrapple quite often. Delicious. You know, I make sure I go get my my heart checked every year. You know, I try to run that off now, keep my cholesterol down low. But my mom, she makes the best Scrapple ever. She does it with the iron skillet. She slices it nice and thin, nice and crispy. That's how you got to have it, extra crisp, right?
I'm with you, 100%. Slice thin, fried hard, and you need hot sauce, in my opinion.
Well, talk about what's in the Scrapple that you used to eat, Scott, because
no,
I think it's interesting.
I don't like to do that, though. I don't like to go there, though. That's where I don't like to go. I don't like to talk about what's in the Scrapple.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Plum, you ever made head cheese?
I have.
Okay, well, it's all the other parts that aren't in the head that you wouldn't use.
And you, well, I just want to talk about a little bit with Scrapple for people who maybe don't know, who might live in, let's say, Utah or Nevada or... Yes. You know, some other place, so they wouldn't know what Scrapple actually is. So just give them the abridged version.
Southern Ohio.
Well, this is how I describe it. You guys are going to describe it in a different way, but this is how I describe it. I describe it as a gray block that's not Spam. Everybody thinks it's Spam, right? So I immediately have to say that it's not Spam. And then I just basically say it's like, you know, it's kind of like hot dogs, but for breakfast. That's always what I say.
Fucking delicious. Sounds amazing.
Breakfast. That's smart.
You know, it's but that, I tell you, what my mom's been getting recently, so I very rarely have Scrapple now, just when I go down to Delaware. It's very rarely that it happens, you know, a few times a year. And when my mom comes up here, she brings her iron skillet, which is pretty funny.
That's hysterical.
It's the Amish Scrapple. That Amish Scrapple, that's what it is right now. That's what's trending in the Scrapple.
That's hot in the Scrapple world.
That's Scrapple Apple Festival, which is awesome. Which we got to go down there and do some content about.
Dude, I'll go with you. We'll go to Scrapple. Bring Jeffy. It'll be great. Listen, so if I get the latest issue of Scrapple Weekly, we're talking about. That's what we're talking about, right?
Can I get featured if I did a new recipe with Scrapple? Maybe we can get featured, like a, you know, Jeffy and Plum's new approach to Scrapple. Mm-hmm. I think the people in Delaware would appreciate a.
I think so, man. I think
a
so.
New take
now,
big market.
I do fancy Scrapple. Myself as having a fantastic Delaware accent, and unfortunately, Scott, you don't.
I used to. I was able to shake it.
Did you say things like water?
Yeah.
And
water and
Scotty, come on down here to the houseboat down in the water.
Yeah, water and boat.
Down here on the what boat, on the boat. Down here in the house, in the houseboat. The houseboat.
It's like that South Jersey, Delaware, Philly, like there's just that little mix. Definitely
mix the cement down here in the houseboat. You know what's good? Thorough good.
Yeah. That's right, man.
I've been all over. I go as far north as Newark, and I go all the way down to Rehoboth. Once I get to Rehoboth and Dewey Beach, I turn back.
It's slower, lower. You get a little, you get down to slower, lower, bro. Down in Delaware, down there, slower, lower. You better be careful, dear.
Down there on the houseboat. Every day, I take the Amtrak. I take the Amtrak every day to work, and you know what I have? I have a hoagie. I have a hoagie every day on the Amtrak.
Hoagie at the Wawa.
I got the Wawa down here. I give me a hoagie down here, by the water.
I think he really, right now, you're sounding like one of my uncles right now.
Right now, Scott's putting on his like robe and lighting candles. He's getting turned on by it.
Yeah, right.
All right, look, all the bullshit aside, man, Mac Media Group, you guys are out there doing all kinds of shit, man.
Yeah, man.
Describe what you guys do, because you do so much different things.
Yeah. So we kind of have three facets to our business. We do we do website design and app development. So we have a whole creative department, creative side to our business. And then we do marketing, obviously, for those clients. So we do monthly marketing, such as Google AdWords, SEO. We do social media advertising, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Pretty much all the different social media outlets that are out there. And then we do video production. So that's kind of how I got into the podcast realm. I kind of wanted to keep my guys a little bit busy because, we just started video production at the time. So that's when I was like, well, let's start doing a podcast. So, I've got a handsome, young, educated 24-year-old co-host. So, I make him do all the legwork and I just freaking show up, once a week. But the podcast is great. It's fun. And business is doing great. We got a great team. We've got about 12 employees, about 4,000 square feet. But it's funny because I keep forgetting, because sometimes, I keep telling how many square feet I have. I feel like I keep adding to it. Like, I might actually have 3,000 square feet, but it's like every time I tell the story, I think I add 200 square feet. I mean? Hey, like,
hunting, fishing. Story.
I'm 6'7", 482 pounds. So I totally understand. No worries.
Yeah.
Well, look at
that. We got a great team. And we're just we're chugging along. I'm getting more into as yourself, getting more into like the content based side of marketing myself and marketing our business and just marketing what me and Chase are trying to do with the pod.
Well, I think what's interesting, man, and you may even attest to this too, is that when having a website and doing content on a website, listen, you live in a world now where video is king. We all have these 5-inch screens in our pockets, and we all watch so many things there. Like, you have to have great video on your website, on your social media, everywhere. If you don't have video, no one cares.
Yep. That's truth, man. That's truth. Video is hot right now. And obviously I think that's going to continue that trend. So, that's what we're doing with a lot of our clients. We do a lot of stuff with medical, and this project that we're doing with you guys is definitely something that, super excited to work with you guys, have some fun with it and, see what we can turn out, I know it's going to be amazing.
Well, it's going to be a chance to really get name out there and do a lot of things and some amazing content. We're definitely excited about that. So, talk about the websites and places that you work for, man. Are you doing more business type websites, or do you do individuals as well, or and what kind of companies is it? Is it restaurants or is it more professional, like 9-to-5? That's the best way to describe. Jeffy, how do you describe those other jobs?
Civilian jobs. No. Yeah. So I would say, it's mainly corporations. It's mainly corporations. We do work with small businesses. We have a lot of small business clients, but we work with a lot of medical as well. We have a lot of different divisions that we've kind of broken out. So, we found a niche with inside of the medical industry. So we have MacMediaMedical.com. So that's our whole platform that we pitch, our marketing services to just the medical industry. And we have like compliant tracking that we're able to do that's HIPAA compliant. And, with that industry, it's regulated. Yeah. So we're able to, I've got serious professionals that handle this. I don't dabble in that myself, but Brandon, our VP of marketing, he handles all that. He's awesome. He's great at what he does. He oversees probably about, 25 accounts. And we'll do stuff from, anybody from, the regional hospice to New York Spine Institute, to Docs Urgent Care. So that's kind of like our medical kind of division to our business. We also do a lot of stuff with lawyers as well. And, you know, and we do a lot with nonprofits as well. So obviously I have a passion for nonprofits.
Absolutely. You definitely do. And especially, you know, I live in Newtown, Connecticut. That's no secret. And we can talk about that as well. But before we get to that, have you done any work with like restaurant people or food people, or do we need to get that happening for you?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've done a little bit, a couple of videos and stuff like that. But yeah, I do want to get a little bit more into that industry just because obviously so visual. And like it's, for me, I feel like just with the way that we shoot, the way that we edit, you know, I know that we can bring a lot of value with the type of stuff that we do in that industry because it's so visual. You know, like when you're trying to tell a story that's about, you know, medical stuff, it's, you know, sometimes it can be a little bit, you know, it's not as visual, and it's not as, you know, as watching, you know, somebody saute something that looks like it's going to be delish. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, I've pitched you for two other projects that you don't know about yet, but I have.
Oh, you're pitching me, brother. I love it. I love
it. That's what we do, man. That's what we do. You got to look after each other. You take care of your buddies. That's what we do. So what I think is really cool, though, is that how you do this, like, very, you know, we build websites, we do web design, we help with SEO, we help with marketing and all these things. But then you have this really cool podcast where you guys promote entrepreneurs and get their story out there, and you really, like, you put those talents that you have to that. I mean, talk about how the Mac Talks came about.
So, you know, like I said, I really wanted to keep my video team busy. So I was like, well, why don't I just start a show? So that was one reason. The main reason besides that was, you know, at first I felt like, oh, I could interview these entrepreneurs and get in front of them and then sell them my services. Like, that was actually, there was like a backdoor long game for sales behind it. But kind of what it's evolved into is more of almost like therapy. That's really what it feels like. You know, when you sit down, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's literally like you can't focus on anything else. You're locked into your guest. You're locked into what you're doing. And you just get, you know, some really good information from people that have been through a lot, and just hearing their stories of what they went through, and they're all different. And, you know, and we also, you know, we also like to have on community leaders. So we say entrepreneurs, community leaders. So, you know, it's great to hear these stories, and it's kind of now it's like, you know, it's a long game to make money in, you know, in podcasting. You really have to hit your niche, especially with inside a business. If you're doing like bachelorette shows or bachelor shows, you can find freaking millions of followers out there. But when you're doing stuff about business, you know, but yeah, so it's super fun. And, you know, obviously we met from it, and we're going to be doing some business together. And, you know, it's all about networking, and, you know, and that's what I love about the podcast, and we have fun with it, you know, as you can tell with some of the stuff that we do with inside of the show.
It was a great time. Jeffy, why don't you throw the plugs out there for Scott, and so we can – I feel like we haven't done it yet.
Absolutely. You can find Scott. You can find the podcast at themactalks.com. You can find him at MacTalks on Instagram. You could also check out the macmediagroup.com, or you can check out his personal sex Instagram. No, joking. His personal life Instagram, Scott_content_. And yes, he's out there.
Yeah,
that's right. And don't forget to check out the Mac Talks on iTunes and everywhere you get your podcasts. A fantastic show. It's really good about entrepreneurs and inspiring, which I really like. And Scotty, you're a pretty inspiring guy, man. Talk about some of the stuff you've done with, you know, not for profits and the stuff for Newtown, because it's really cool what you've done.
Yeah, so you know, I've always had friends that have been kind of involved in nonprofits, and you know, when you have kids, you know, as you know, it's, you know, life changes, and you just kind of look at things a little bit differently, and you try to help out when you can. And, you know, at the time when everything happened with, you know, with Newtown, my son was in first grade, and I owned a company called Vision Designs. We did screen printing, embroidery, and signs.
I actually bought t-shirts from you guys.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I was trying to think of how I could help and what I could do to kind of do my part with inside of the community to try to, you know, give back and help Newtown. So So we started, you know, I had a friend of mine, Dan Hollander, that that created the design. He worked for me at the time. And we created a design called the Newtown Strong. And we pretty much called it the Newtown Strong Fund. And from there, we sold about $28,000 worth of shirts. We were able to, we donated the shirts. We donated the time. You know, we paid for the shipping. And then we ended up working with Newtown Scholarship Association to disperse the funds to two students that had went through Sandy Hook School at one point. So that's a nonprofit I did myself. And then, you know, I've been a part of many others.
Thank you,
know,
you for that, by the way, as a Newtown resident. Thank you for that.
Hey, man, you did a lot, too. I saw you out there doing a lot, and I always see you do a lot with the stuff that you do. So thank you. And that's what, you know, that's what's great about, you know, doing nonprofit stuff. You know, you meet other people, you come up with other ideas on how you can help with nonprofits. And, you know, it's definitely something that I've always, you know, been passionate about.
Yeah, I mean, that was an amazing thing what you guys did. Can you still get those shirts? Like, is there still around or no?
I have some of them in my office, but
I want the ones you're wearing. Come on, man, I want some like clean ones, some new ones.
Not too many. No, I don't know any that'll fit you. Just a couple of mediums, I think.
All right, you're taking shots now, Jeffy.
I'm big. I'm an XL. I'm big too. You're over 6 feet, dude. You're a big dude. Not wearing no, you know. I'm taking shots.
Oh. I'm 7'4", 5'. That's my Andre the Giant impression.
7'4", 560 pounds from Grenoble Farms.
You're not supposed to give it away.
Sorry,
lay it on them.
That's right. So, Scotty, what do you think, man, when it comes to doing a website and you're talking to a client, what do you think is the most important thing that you impress on them that they need to put on the website they may not think about?
Well, you know, a lot of times it's you know, what we call it in the industry is the UX of the website, which is just the user experience. You know, you want to make it very clear, very simple. You know, a lot of times people try to overthink stuff and they try to reinvent the wheel with the website. And it's like, you know, you're hurting sheeple is what you're doing on the internet a lot of times, especially when somebody's looking for something. You know, they're bouncing around all over the place and they're, you know, they're looking at something for 2 seconds and they're clicking and they're looking at something else. So, you know, you really need to make it very simple and you need to just be able to collect their information. You know, simple calls to action, good user experience, obviously dynamic, you know, dynamic user interaction you want, and just an easy way to be able to collect their information, you know?
Because it's all about information collecting these days. That's what it's all about.
It's all about that data. Yeah. It's the secret sauce, data.
Secret sauce. That content.
So when you're talking about – this is my big question. So isn't it more important these days – and I've asked several people. We've had some experts on who are great. Jeff, you know, like Rev and Vanessa just comes to mind right off the back. Yeah. Are websites still important, Scotty? Like with social media now, like I know that, you know, I have chefplum.com obviously and you can go there and there's lots of stuff. But, you know, social media is more – it's just more up to date, more – you know, up to the moment. I mean, how, just the difference, like talk about what's different and why it's important to have an actual website as opposed to just, you know, focusing your content to social media.
Yeah. So if you're, you know, if you're an influencer and you're, you know, in that realm, you know, a website's not as important, although you can use it for a lot of stuff. You know, when you look for services, you're still looking in Google. You know what I mean? When you need to do your roof, you know, you're going into Google. When you're looking to do, you know, the best place to get an MRI, you're looking in Google. You're not looking on social media for that. Now, you're going to see those things, you know, as they go through your newsfeed and stuff like that. But you're not, for the most part, you may ask. But I kind of think it's funny sometimes when people, when I see in the groups, and it is happening more and more, like on Facebook, when people ask a group, like for a recommendation on something, it's like you could find out what every single person in a 10-mile radius use through Google. You know what I mean? Which, so there are people that are doing it that are looking for the recommendations, but you know, the data shows that the traffic that goes through Google for people that are looking for services, you know, it's still the dominant source that's kind of used. But, you know, on the other side,
when it comes to being an influencer and it comes to, you know, those type of things, you know, obviously a website's not as important because people aren't searching there. They're finding out through, you know, through social media.
Well, yes, I think you're absolutely right when it comes to that. I even think it's important for individuals such as myself, or I don't even just think of myself. I think if you're a chef out there, having a place where people, whether it's you're even trying to be in the public eye or not, whether you're just looking at, you know, getting a job or something like that, a chef having their own personal website set up for them where people can go to who may be, you know, potential employers or private clients can go to and see their food, have contact information, and see it from a professional standpoint, I think is really important.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, but I also understand the concept that people, you know, think, oh, I don't need a website. I just have, you know, my social media. Like, I get that concept, but not if you're like an established business that's selling services. But it's really a... it's a misconception, I feel, with inside of just the way that people search, but just what people have for expectations on social media. Whenever we meet with somebody, they always want social medias first, and we always have to explain to them because we know, and like we're going to be the ones that are judged. You're going to get results from people that are searching with inside of Google. So we actually put social media as our third service, you know, that we use for this type of service that we do, because it's more of a lead generation type of thing. You know what I mean? You're looking for metrics like just impressions and things like that, then obviously, you know, social media is the way to go. But yeah, to answer your question, as far as, you know, it is a clean, it's just a nice clean resume to have, you know, a digital resume to have if you're a chef, you know, and if you're working with inside of the food industry. You know,
is that a service you guys do where, like, if you had a website, do you like maintain the website for people too, or no?
Yeah, so we have like a maintenance, you know, maintenance contract that we do, which is, you know, just a couple hours a month just to switch out things that might need to be switched out, make sure the plugins are updated, just make sure the site doesn't get hacked. And then we have services that, you know, when you search with inside of Google, we make it to where you show up for those keywords and stuff. So that's another thing that we do, and I feel that we do it very well. And that's the reason why we're growing and getting bigger and getting, you know, more established and bigger projects, because we're ranking ourselves for a lot of our services. So yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's totally awesome.
And you were talking earlier about doing all the SEO stuff too, right? Like you so when you check in with them, you're constantly monitoring that kind of stuff for the websites.
Yeah,
kind of make sure that they're getting the hits and all the stuff that they need to get to kind of like keep up with the.
Yeah, so we do the Google AdWords, and then we also do the SEO. So when you search something inside of Google and you see the ads that come up on top, you know, we're managing those for our clients. We're a Google partner, so we're able to manage those accounts. And then we also, you know, push out the organic content through your website that helps you rank for the keywords below that as well. You know, the biggest thing is to be able to rank on the first page of Google. You know, 98% of the people don't go past the first page. What I always like to say is that, you know, that's when you're looking for services. But when you're looking for some dirt on somebody or on an employee, you'll go to page 10. That's always what I say.
Holy totally shit, true. That's so right, dude.
You're looking for some shit on somebody, you'll dig and dig and dig and dig. You'll be at page 40. But, like, when you're looking for a service and you're like, yeah, I need to get my lawn done or I need to get this done, it's, you know, it's right away.
I can't figure it out. It's too many pages. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Hanging out tonight with Scott Johnson, a.k.a. Scotty Content himself from Mac Media Group. You can check out their podcast, The Mac Talks, on iTunes and everywhere you get your podcasts. Also, on them Instagrams and social media, Mac Media Group. Check them out there. And, of course, at Instagram under The Mac Talks. That's where you can find the website it's where you can find the podcast. Fantastic show, all about entrepreneurs and building business. A very, very positive show. I dig it the most myself. Jeff, when it comes to doing content, Jeffy, I think when you have someone as smart as these guys behind you, you kind of have no choice but to win.
Absolutely. I mean, they seem like a one-stop shop for all your kind of media needs. Like, you know, they can help you get it up on a website, they can help you get the video content you need, they can help you edit it in a way that make you look good. You know, it's like these are all the things that we're working you know, This is why we're working with them on the show.
That's the first thing I look for, because I need help looking good. That's what I need, because clearly, I mean, Scott told you earlier, I'm a big human being, so... Listen, he feed me that fucking
Scott's
scrapple.
Not, he's an honest dude, man. You're a big guy. Big, sexy guy, but you're a big guy.
Thanks, Jeffy. See, that's how you end it, Scotty. That's what you say. You say, you're a big guy. You're a big, sexy guy. Now I feel good about myself. See?
Yeah, that. See?
Turn that frown upside down, buddy.
There you go.
I didn't even say anything bad. I just said it's a schmedium. That's all. I love to see you in a schmedium.
I don't know what the hell like a schmedium is. Is that like a Delaware accent coming out again?
Schmedium.
What the hell is a schmedium?
I think that's like an otter. You know,
is that
I
look like when I put a medium shirt on, like it's smeared on me?
No, it's a small and it's a small and it's a medium. It's a schmedium.
Oh, like a twink.
It's in between. It's a twink tweener.
Shirt. All right. Well, we were talking about cuckolds earlier, but that's a whole different concept, I think, Jeffy.
I think it is.
All right, yeah. Scott, look, man, so tell me, I'm going to give you the three questions here, man, and see what you think when it comes to social media and content and getting your name out there for somebody. I'm coming to you as a brand new client. What's the first and foremost thing you're going to tell me I need to do to promote myself and get my brand out there?
What's your service that you're doing, sir?
I am a professional goat herder.
Well, then you definitely need to get, obviously, within that case, you need to get a website up. You need to get some AdWords going for people that are searching for those, for your services.
I mean, it's going to sound boring, but I think that we all talk about AdWords and SEO, but I don't know if anybody actually really understands what that means, man. Can you just define that for a second for people?
When you do a search with inside of Google or Bing, if you're one of those 8% of people that are inside of Bing.
Did you say Bing?
You'll see ads.
I'm pretty sure Bing came free on that CD I got from AOL in the mail yesterday.
I think Bing is in Wyoming only.
Ah.
What happens is Bing updates. When your browser updates, it automatically puts Internet Explorer, which makes it basically Bing. So it's usually the older people that get like an update on their, you know, on their Windows, and then it's like they're just on Bing all the time after that.
They don't have a choice. You know?
Yeah. But the difference basically is when you search with inside of Google and you see the ads that they're, you know, the first few that show up, like the first three, those are ads. And that money goes to Google. So, you know, it's basically how Google got rich. It's the world's largest auction. Somebody bids a certain price, you bid a higher price. Everybody has a budget. Once you hit that budget, your ad stops showing up, right? Everything below that is all organic content that you need to get there organically by just putting out, you know, consistent content, having a strong website, getting quality backlinks that aren't from spammy resources, and just basically being the authoritative person on that topic that the person is searching. And that's where the SEO part comes in. So
as the brand new goat herder in town, how would I ever know this stuff, and why do I need to know this stuff?
Well, that's where we come in, and we sit you down, and we kind of explain all this. We walk you through all this, explain all this to you, and then we provide metrics showing, you know, that we've got you this many calls, we brought your rankings up to this, we've got you this many impressions, we've got you this many contact forms filled out, and you were able to herd however many goats because of our services.
A lot of goats.
Yeah.
A lot of goats. All right, well, that's
we're
awesome.
Actually tracking the goats through the website now.
Right. Yes. Yeah. That's the new. What's the goat tracker that we put on the goats that we heard? It's a new thing.
Can we have a little tracker that's like, we've served this many goats, and it like will click as they're being served.
Yeah. Like it just rolls. It's like one of the rolling things. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Boom. But you know,
now serving.
It's like, you know, one a month, whatever we're doing until it's like busy goat time, and I'm sure it's like 12 a week.
When is goat season, I wonder?
I'm sure it's spring when they're being laid or born.
I'm so glad my born late spring. Season isn't
spring.
They're
born in spring?
Yeah. If your late season is seasonal, that's not a good sign.
Yeah.
Animals have it rough, man. They go in heat like once a year sometimes. That's
all right,
tough,
all right. We're moving on.
But
about to go really far. I know, but it's about to go really far south. I'm trying to get some knowledge from Freaking Scotty here, Jeffy. Oh.
For my knowledge in biology, I was about to drop some gems.
Listen.
Then I would create some amazing video content of your goats. Getting herded. That's what I would say. Maybe some drone footage.
Nice. Drone footage of goats. Drone Look, footage. So we'll bring it up the next question there. Go on with
shots
that.
Shots of him looking at his goats.
This is going a different direction. Look, so bringing up the number two here. So, what do you think? Would video content be the next thing you would push for? You got the website going for the goat herders. Would you want video content, or would you push for a social media content?
Well, what I would do is I would push for putting money into video content that you can then use on number one, which is your website, and then number three, which is your social media.
Wow, so you think social media should be number three with that? Listen, it's interesting. I don't know if I disagree
it's
with you. I think
business.
I might agree with you.
Like if you have a business where you're selling services, you know what I mean, where people are looking for your services,
right?
You know that's where I would suggest.
So you think having the website first is more important for Plum and Jeffy's Goat Herding America? That's the name of the company.
100% down there in Dover.
It's down here in Dover. Dover.
Yeah, 100%. Yep.
Man, that's amazing.
That's what I say, and I stand by it.
I love it. So big projects for you guys coming up, man. What you got?
Wait.
How come we haven't talked about it? We have to talk about that fucking crazy video you guys did with the Trump thing.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about that. Oh. How do we not talk about that?
Dude. All right. Tell us a story. The Trump video. Jeff hasn't seen it. I got to send it to him. You guys are fucking animals with this whole thing, man. Well,
all right. So what we did was, you know, we're going to have the Naked Cowboy on the podcast, and we're going to do it in Times Square, right? So we wanted to just kind of...
Naked Cowboy. I love that guy.
Yeah. So wanted to come up with something that, that was just going to kind of be fun and, you know, we're kind of pranksters. We're kind of jokesters. So we like to have some fun. So... We came up with the idea of getting a Donald Trump impersonator because the Naked Cowboy loves Trump. So we got a hotel like right there, right around the corner. We stayed there the night before. We got set up there nice and early in the morning. You know, we basically had I had a five or six Secret Service actors in place, a couple interns as actors, two
big dudes,
two SUVs. That pulled up to the curb as we were doing the podcast, and you know, the fake Trump gets out, and he's just like, "Thank you, Mr. Cowboy."
Wait,
thank you.
But hang on a second. I just want to talk about your fake Trump. First of all, Jeff, it looks exactly like Trump.
Does it really?
Exactly. And the funniest part, I mean, I don't want to blow up your spot here, Scotty. But if I am, I mean, the fucking guy's Canadian.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. That without a doubt makes it fucking even funnier. The fact
that
he's
brilliant.
Canadian.
It's amazing.
He does sound sort of Canadian or North Dakotan.
Bro.
Yeah.
This guy gets out of the car and the fuck Times Square goes ape shit.
Yeah. You should watch it, Jeff. You'll like it, man. It's
I will for sure.
Yeah, we had some fun with it. We put out a press release first, like just kind of making it seem like it was a real thing, like Trump really came there.
Right.
So we just tried a couple of shots, and we put out a press release. Yeah,
anybody bite on the press release?
What's that?
Did anybody bite on the press release?
Yeah, like we got 120 that picked it up. Like Yahoo Finance, nothing. Yahoo Finance was the biggest one, right?
Wait, which one? Yahoo Finance?
Yeah, it was probably the biggest one. So then what happened was, obviously we're super busy with work and stuff. So this is our side project. So it took us a little while to put it together. Naturally, what we wanted to do was turn it out within like a week or within like 3 or 4 days to have it then, have the behind the scenes video come out. So when we released the behind the scenes video, it was like 3-4 weeks later. And, we do the press release about how, we created fake news and the PR Wire, they weren't so happy with what we did, and they looked at the video and they deleted.
Oh, dude, that's fucking funny, man. That is so funny, dude. So, yeah, so.
But it was fun, man. We had a good time. It was a good time.
That's hilarious.
So, but wait, so the video's still up. Where does it live at? Is it live on the website? Is it social? Where does it live at?
We have it on YouTube. So it's on there. The full thing. Yeah, it's about like a 9-minute video because we literally recorded the whole process of it because, you know, we're trying to record more and more of just documenting our day-to-day stuff, you know?
Now, did the Naked Cowboy ever figure out that this was fake?
Yeah, so it...
Was he pissed?
I mean, when you watch the podcast, like, it actually, he was like, that guy is the realest one I've ever seen. Like, he really thought that it was him for a minute.
He didn't go with the gimmick the whole time.
What's that?
He didn't go with the gimmick the whole time. He wasn't like, oh my God, this is the real Trump.
No, he didn't go with it the whole time. He's like, it's a Donald Trump impersonator. And then he came back and he goes, I don't even know. No, that wouldn't, like, he was kind of struggling with it for a minute. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude, it's so funny, yeah, Jeff. You have to see it.
How to create and spread a fake news story in 2019.
Did you find it? Yeah, I'm looking for it right now myself. I'm trying to find it.
Featuring Trump, the Naked Cowboy, in Times Square. Yep, 9 minutes, 33 seconds of... This looks like hilarity.
Dude, how to create fake news. I love that. That's fantastic, and I think that's...
Standing at the airport with the sign, you know, next to the guys that hold the signs that say, like, John Smith or whatever, and it said, Canadian Trump. there's that in there, too. So then we also do... you guys know Gary Vee, right? Gary Vaynerchuk?
Yeah.
We do these funny videos of him. Chase plays him in these videos. They're absolutely hilarious. And Gary loves him, his team. Yeah, we have a good time, so it's funny.
That's amazing. Awesome. Jeff, talk about where to find that video, because you found it. I'm still looking for it. How to find that on YouTube.
Well, I just searched Trump Naked Cowboy, and there's a bunch of Trump things that come up, and then it comes up as how to create and spread a fake news story in 2019 featuring Trump. It's on the Mac Talks. If you want to follow them on YouTube, you should get on there and follow them, because there's a bunch of great videos up here.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, we got all the episodes up there.
Oh, my God. It actually looks... just like him.
It's crazy, right?
Some of the footage in the hotel. Oh, it was great. That guy is great. He wants me to be his manager. He's awesome.
Wow. That is hysterical, man. I just love that you guys did that. I think it's absolutely phenomenal. It's so funny.
Yeah, we got more stuff like that planned.
Well, I hope that so. It's gonna be great. You guys
are
killing the game.
We're gonna do some fun stuff.
You guys got to make sure you check out the Mac Talks, a really great podcast on iTunes, everywhere you find your podcasts. Of course, if you're looking for any great websites built for yourself, for your business, for your company, you got to check out Mac Media Group. Check them out at macmediagroup.com. You can get whatever you need there. These guys can help you. They can do the SEOs. They can do everything you need to have done to make sure that you are where you're supposed to be on them internets, Jeffy, right?
That's right.
Interwebs.
That's right.
On them interwebs. And look at video production. You got to come check these guys out. Listen, I'll be able to give you first-hand testimonial here very, very soon on these gentlemen from helping us out in this project.
The whole world will be able to give us some first-hand testimonial, too, because they'll be able to see the dope content we put up.
That's right. That's what we're looking forward to. Scott, man, we appreciate your time tonight, brother, taking the time. I know it's past your bedtime, but I'm trying to get you out of here before 11.
The old man Johnson had to skip his last program to do this show. But hey, listen, guys, I had a blast. I can't wait to get together and chop it up, hang out, and get some work done, and just get to know each other, obviously, a little bit better.
It's all coming really, really soon, man. We'll see you on down the road. All right, good brother.
Awesome, man. Great speaking with you guys. Have a great night.
All right, there he goes. Plum Love Foods Live. Stay right there.
He's awesome.
It's proved. It's powdered water.
Powdered water. Our team of scientists and water specialists have toiled many long hours to develop a complicated and proprietary formula. But the wait is over. Powdered water is here. It's totally organic. Gluten-free. Gluten-free. It's cleaner than Lake Manitoba. Powdered water. We took powdered water to the streets of New York City.
To New York City.
And let some lucky people try powdered water.
I don't get it. Do I sniff it?
Powdered water.
So I add it to my water and it makes it taste better.
Powdered water.
Powdered water's amazing. I can feel the difference now. Wow. Wait. Wow.
Is that good?
Just read it.
Powdered water.
Powdered water may cause fits of hysteria, hip dysplasia, hypertension, restless leg syndrome, lupus, loss of toes, AIDS, insomnia, demonic possession, but in some cases,
it makes me awesome.
A Sizzle Plate product.
Hi, I'm Chef Jeff Perazzi, co-host of the exciting and popular podcast, Plum Love Foods Live. But I'm not here today to talk to you about our amazing podcast that airs live every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. No, I'm here today to talk about a problem affecting 1 in 200 males in America. At first, what I'm going to share with you will seem like a small problem, but I assure you that if you're packing less than 3 and have to sit when you pee, you know it can be the root to many of life's problems. That's right, I'm talking about micros. This condition has always been embarrassing for all parties involved. But brothers, keep your heads raised high, because awareness is the key to acceptance. Which leads me to announce a new movement. MAMPT. Micros are men too. I will be the first to pledge 10 American dollars to bring awareness to the fact that microgenitalia exists and should not have to hide. Not anymore. I urge you all to make a tiny donation as well. Every little bit matters. Every little bit helps as we inch closer and closer, millimeter by millimeter, to our modest goal. So I say, stand tall with your Napoleon. And remember, Little Richard made a deep and meaningful impact with his listeners. MAMPT. Micros are men too. So stand up, stand proud, and know I stand with you.
This is Yair Lenchner, celebrity kosher advisor, and I approve this message.
Plum Love Foods on a Thursday, Jeffy. How cool is Scott, right? What a good brother.
Dude, he is awesome.
Dude's fun, man.
Scott is the man.
He's a really smart guy, right?
Dude, he's super smart. I was, like, having trouble chiming in because I was just, like, kind of mesmerized by his intelligence for a second there.
I just texted him and I was like, dude, I didn't know you were that smart. Holy shit.
I know. I'm like, dude, I thought we were bros.
Wow. The SEO talk, all that. Listen, he's right, though, man. I mean, I think having your own website is still an important thing. You have to do it. I think it has to be. You have to have some place to live on dim internets, you know?
Absolutely. You know, one thing I didn't chime in about, but when I was headhunting a little bit and doing some placements, that was one thing that always impressed me is when I met a chef who, instead of handing me a resume, handed me a card with a website and said, you know, all my information's on there. And at first I was kind of like taken back, like, oh, what's this? And then I would look there and it was literally a resume and so much more. And I think that is really the future, especially if you're going to brand yourself as a chef.
Well, that was my, I was trying to figure out how to get to the whole conversation was getting to that. Cause I think that's an important thing, man. Like if you're a chef, I think you should have a website. I do. And listen, it's important because having a website, then it's a place where people can go and learn about you, see your food, see your resume, see where you've been, see what you're up to currently. It's kind of a no-brainer, dude. As chefs, dude, how often do chefs switch jobs?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like if you want to be true to your chef brand, it's like you could document your entire career on your website. And keep it fresh and light, and put things like resume, like recipes up, and really kind of cultivate a following using your social media and with your website, and probably build a nice business for yourself. I mean, you know, some of the people we met today had started businesses in similar ways that came out for the casting.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you got to check out MacMediaGroup.com. They'll hook your ass up with a badass website, all kinds of content. It's going to be great. You got to check them out. They can set you up. Your website will be freaking dope. Join now, ladies and gentlemen, here on the program, the one and only Chef Dan Monroe. Chef, what's up, buddy?
Howdy ho, neighborinos.
Neighborino? Is that what's up? Yo, Dan, let me ask you this, man. We got to get you a website, dude.
Yeah, I know. I was listening. I was like, It sounds kind of like you're a pompous dick if you were to come up to somebody and be like, I have a website. But, I mean, I guess in this time and era,
it makes
like,
sense, right?
You really have to have one. You really have to represent who you are on another level that people can kind of like reach out and touch you through their, you know, through more than just social media. It's pretty interesting way to look at it.
I mean, I think it's the truth. I mean, look, the internet is everything. I mean, I don't want to sound like an old guy, you guys, but like, I mean, look, I Google people all the time, and people Google me. And Google, I mean, the website comes up, the podcast comes up. You know, when I Google other chefs, I think when Jeffy's right. I mean, he had a great point there. When Jeffy was doing headhunting stuff, when he found people who had their own website, it's kind of like, oh, okay, this is legit motherfucker.
Well, I mean, right it here. Works both ways, though, right? If you have a shitty website and it's made poorly and you have bad photos that you've hijacked that aren't yours and well, you're up and you have a website, it looks terrible.
That's true.
So you should work with somebody like Mac Media or somebody who knows what the hell they're doing so that way you look good, because it's very easy to go down the road of like trying to build your own website and kind of, you know, having one of those cookie cutter mediocre sort of things.
Yeah, I think it's important. Dan, have you thought about getting a website for yourself?
Well, yeah, I'm thinking about it now because I can have like a link on the pantry, thepantry.net on their website. That connects directly to mine so that any customers
there here
want to know who the fuck I am. They go, oh, look, it's this guy. And then I got a picture of my beautiful face. I'm out there, you know, showing my food, talking my biz, little videos, some random acts of cooking video links up there, you know, the whole nine yards.
No doubt about it. All those things are important. I think it's just all about getting yourself out there these days. I think as a chef, it's important because, like I said, I mean, you're not changing jobs or anything, but you know, you're starting to get yourself out there doing more things. I think having your own website is great, that people can get a little information about you.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things that it's you have to do it. Like, it just now thinking about it, it makes so much sense. It's stupid not to do it.
Right. It's easy, right?
Easy peasy.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man.
My name's Squeezy.
It's funny when you hear guys like that talk who just break so much knowledge, man. Like SEOs and freaking search and back end. That's just not our world, fellas, is it? Like, I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah, I was lost for a little while. I was looking shit up. I'm like, what? Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's that's one of the reasons why I want to have a guy like that on here tonight, because, look, is it food talk and chefy talk? No, we can relate it to that, though, pretty easily, but I think it's more educational for chefs to hear things like that, because that's not our world, man. Like, but we have to hear how important that is and hear people who talk about that sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's you got to get like, you don't talk to, you know, the guy at Home Depot about what you're going to put in your gumbo. You talk to a professional that knows what the fuck they're talking about. And you got to be humble enough to listen to what they're saying.
Hold up. Wait, hold on. Dan, say the gumbo line again for me.
You don't talk to a guy at Home Depot about what the fuck you're going to put in your gumbo.
Yeah. No doubt about it. You're the best. What? What the hell? Nothing's going to ever keep you down. Jeff. Holy shit, the Dave music. Who saw this coming? Dave, are you here?
Yo.
Holy shit, out of nowhere. Yo. What a run-in we've got there. Ladies and gentlemen, Chef Dave is here. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Beautifully late, as always. David.
Right. Fashionably late. What's going on, guys?
Yeah, but he was kind of like perfect timing, though. That was like great Dave timing.
Yeah, it's just always on point.
Dave, you got a website for yourself?
No, I need one. It would be like the most aloof website on the internet. It'd have a video game, though.
I love how you got the website already built in your head.
Dude.
All right, I'll bite. What video game is going to be on there, Dave?
It would be called Dave Eats New York, and I'd just go through different boroughs. It'd be like Pac-Man, but just different food. In my head, eating it, like boop, 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 boop.
What?
Okay, terrific.
Wow.
With like 16-bit versions of like New York behind me. It worked.
This is well thought out, Jeffy.
I just seriously thought
of
it.
I'm going to go on a limb here and just say it's terrible. 16-bit versions of New York? Who's going to play that, Dave?
It's retro.
Everybody.
It's retro?
Yeah, it's new shit right now. It's retro. I got a fucking Nintendo. The original.
Nah, man. I think it should be more like Dave saves the world. Like, everyone, like, Dave goes down on the walk-in to get something, and a bomb goes off. And almost everyone dies. He wakes up and he digs himself out of the rubble.
It's him and Will Smith and a lion.
Man with one eye alive. And he goes around and he just slings footlongs and kills zombies.
What? You can't kill a zombie with a hot dog. Everybody knows that.
I kind of like that, though. It's got like
to the survivors.
It's like a paperboy concept. And we could still do that in, like, you know, like an 8-bit or 16-bit. Resolution.
I hate to put you in one of those body suits with all the little green balls all over your body behind the green screen. Really get some of your movements down.
Oh, yeah, we could do that. We could do that.
Get you looking real good.
All right, well, since Dave's been looking real good and got his new website worked out, which we're all excited to check out, it's going to be fun. Dave Saves New York. You got to see this game. 16-bit game, by the way. That's what we've got working on there.
16 bits of seriousness.
16 bits of Dave saving your ass. That's what that is.
Well, he's just eating little burgers all over Dave New York. Are they eating pizzas or burgers? What do you think? 16 does it change from Dave, different boroughs?
Dave
Detroit pizza?
Yep.
There's no such thing, Dave. It's Detroit casserole. We
I didn't even fucking bring it up. That wasn't me. I didn't say shit about it. I was trying to avoid the whole conversation.
What if you go around and stop here?
Listen, I'll eat it with you. I love
each other. It doesn't work. Everybody talks over each other.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Dan.
I was saying he goes around stopping people from calling the casserole. Like, he has to fight people, and then they have to submit to pizza.
No, Dan's not a
developer. Like Mortal Kombat.
Well, that's his finishing move. He slaps him in the face with, like, greasy pepperoni cups, and he's like, call it pizza. God! And, like, slams it on them.
I hate this game.
Call it pizza! And it's like, sucks. But when he loses, it's someone's like, eat your casserole, bitch.
All right, so like look. While they work on this game.
I'm stealing that. For myself.
And they work on this website. I want to play a fun game tonight. As you guys all know, I'm a giant professional wrestling fan. And in professional wrestling world, people speak carny. Much like in a restaurant business, in the kitchen, we have our own language, don't we? We all have words. We say things that, you know, maybe not the rest of the world knows. We say things like herd and all day. And like people don't know what that means if you're not in the business, right?
What exactly is carny, Plum? Could you enlighten me a little about carny? I'm not familiar with it, bro.
Sure. So carny is a language that's spoken by people who work in a traveling carnival, which is also spoken by a lot of people adapted from the world of pro wrestling. Because seeing that pro wrestling originated in the carnival world, I mean, hundreds of years ago, they all spoke carny. And so
do you think this is all adapted from gypsy speak?
Very similar. Very, very similar. I actually think our kitchen speak is lightly adapted from it, too.
Also gypsy.
I don't know if that's the proper nomenclature, dude.
Gypsy?
Yeah.
First of all,
is it gyp?
You can't use words like nomenclature unless you can spell it.
What did you even say? Don't use big words with me, Dave. Like, you're from fucking Detroit. You know what you're saying. Don't read the dictionary and come on the show and try to act tough.
You are kind of being a vocabulary bully.
Yeah, man.
Brain bully. That's not a vocabulary bully. A vocabulary bully is like there, your and your.
Mansplain it for us, Dave.
Oh, fuck you.
The best is when I post something on Instagram and Dave texts me. He's like, you spelled this word wrong. I'm like, fucking bully? Vocabulary
that
bully.
That is true. I wasn't bullying. I'm spell checking. Okay?
I'm just pointing out in public that you suck.
Look, Jeff works like in production. I work in editing. That's what I do for you guys. I read shit, and I'm like, you guys don't know how to spell. This is how you do it.
All right, man.
But I love you. It's all in
love. I'll start sending all the emails to you.
It's not about
love.
Dude,
I will fucking proofread everything.
All right.
Yeah, but we need more than fuck yeah.
No, I'm proofreading. Like, if it's right, then it'll be like, fuck yeah. That means nothing's wrong.
And if it's wrong, what are you going to say? Nothing? And that's how we'll know?
I'll highlight it and fix it. And I'll be like,
oh.
Holy shit, this is the most boring conversation ever. Jesus.
Because you're not in editing.
Christ. Sorry, Jeffy.
Wow.
I apologize. Okay.
Well, not hurtful.
Well, it was more about the Jesus comment.
Yeah, of course the Jesus comment's hurtful, but, you know.
You guys are talking about also. So listen,
we're getting to the root of it. We're getting to the root of what he meant. You know, I need to know these things.
Maybe we should have more conversations about...
I need to know how we can use Dave.
More conversations about marsupials, Jeffy.
Oh, man. Dave, we're trying to vote here. Dave, you know what a marsupial pouch is?
Yeah.
What do you think it feels like inside one?
I don't know. I've always wanted to, like, try to fucking climb inside of a kangaroo pouch. But
see, I liked your first word, because that's what we were wondering.
Okay, terrific.
You think you can do that to a marsupial? I mean, maybe not a live one, but if I got a possum, would you try it?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
I might be able to, like, wear it like a slipper, like, on my foot and, like, the pouch. But...
Well, I just want to know, is it moist inside a marsupial pouch?
I don't fucking know. Actually, hold on. There might be a mucus in there because that's where, like, the jellies hang out until they
marsupial
mature.
Marsupial discharge!
But no,
I knew there was such a thing. I knew I didn't make that up.
You know, the worst part is I knew of all of our friends to bring this up to, Dave would be the one who would have an honest conversation with you about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it also has teats inside of it, too.
There's not teeth inside of it.
There are nipples and shit.
Oh, teats.
Yeah.
Teats. Breastises. Yeah. Teats. Nipples.
I don't think there'd be any mucus inside. I think it would be like a skin. Just an extra skin inside.
It smells terrible.
You think it's a little furry, or do you think it's like different people? Like some people have furry lower backs, and some people are bald.
Well,
no, I think it's furry.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Jeffy and Dave. When's the last time you saw a possum washing their pouch? Never. That shit smells terrible.
Well, yeah,
possums just smell terrible. They just fucking hang out in garbage cans, and then they excrete this green mucus when they fake that they're dead, so it looks like fucking decomp.
But have you ever had a possum steak?
That sounds delicious. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you can use that to thicken a soup.
Probably. Ooh. It's
possum
organic.
Mucus.
Can we get on with the carny words?
Just possum mucus.
Use their tails to thicken a soup.
To do what?
Their tails. Would be nice.
Make earrings?
I don't know. For the soup thickening. Like tails. Like possum tail soup.
Yo, I found video of inside of a kangaroo's pouch. I'll send it to you guys.
Ew.
Found video.
It is minutes long.
Next time I see one of those kangaroos, I'm sticking my hand in the pouch. Fuck it.
I could have done that in Texas.
They might tear your arm off, bro. Kangaroos are bad, man.
Yeah, I'm going after a baby. I'm smarter than that.
You ever see that one kangaroo that looks like the Hulk? He's all jacked. Stick your shit in his pouch, and he just. You think his balls are in his pouch?
Jesus. Can we do the carny game? Fuck, this is going a whole different route.
You brought this up.
I was going deep, bro. That's all.
That's so weird.
I'm just saying, there's teats in a woman's one. What do you think a man's pouch is full of?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
This is the weirdest shit ever. No, this isn't cool. I don't want to ever get inside of a kangaroo's pouch. I'm looking at one, and it's not. It's what the fuck?
And the worst part is that Dave's looking at one. He didn't Google it. It was just a video he has on his phone.
I'm sending you photos.
He's like, hey, Mom, send me the video of that kangaroo's pouch.
I'm sending you the inside of kangaroo's pouches.
That's what they do with the babies in Detroit. Their surrogate parents are kangaroos, and they just put them in the pouch.
I don't know. That's not correct.
Ooh. Ooh, I like how they're holding it open, though. That's kind of freaky.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So, can we play the carny game or no?
Yeah.
This is disgusting.
There's definitely some discharge in that pouch. Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. This shit's like...
I will admit I was wrong. There's definitely something in there gooey.
Oh, I'm going to say it's real moist in there, too.
This is terrible. Why are we so...
Dare I say damp.
Jeff, you got to text that picture to Yair and just go, yep.
Yep. Looks like it's...
Yep.
Look, if that little bastard wasn't in there.
Guys,
you're going to have to post that picture on your Instagram. No. On the story so all the listeners can see it.
Oh, there's two pictures. Dave, you're getting deep.
Yeah. Going real deep, like elbow deep with this shit.
Yeah, you got to post those.
Can you go elbow deep in that?
I don't know. I think you can inside of a kangaroo's pouch.
Jesus, how many did you send me?
Like three so far? That motherfucker's got his whole head inside of that one.
Yo, no, yeah, this man's lifting the pouch. It looks like just a gaping asshole.
I was waiting for someone to say it. I didn't want to be
what
the
kind
guy.
Of assholes are you looking at, man?
It is really hairy.
That's amazing, dude. I've never seen that.
So I'd like to talk to you about
that's like a magic. It's like the door to another universe.
Yeah, that's seen some fucked up shit, man.
This is not even like food talk now. What happened?
Kangaroos.
You went and took us down another.
Kangaroos, man.
Oh, that's my fault.
It gets moist down under.
You said something about opossums, and
then now we're looking at the insides of kangaroo pouches on an audio program.
This is anyway, this is some disturbing shit. I'll send you guys a 9-minute video as well.
I'm good.
But
Dave's gonna post them on his Instagram on his story, so you guys can go and look at it.
I don't know if I'm gonna do that.
Dave Fordham.
I'm gonna get like
Instagram. I'll do it. I'll post them. All right. Chef went above all. I will have pouches from the kangaroos. Live and direct.
Fucking
come
Gucci
one, come
pouches.
All. Come see these kangaroos in
no
action.
No one wants to see your gooey pouch.
Yo, look at that last one.
No, I'm not looking at any more pictures, Dave.
Okay. What
the fuck?
Can you describe the...
This needs to be a whole fucking...
What is... No.
The one with the little baby in there is crazy because it's like it's like very widely opened and it looks like he's in there like with other people. It's like, it looks like
this is the worst.
Like
shit.
It's a speakeasy.
It's like something going on in there. Like, hey man, what's that? You guys having fun or? I think he's wearing headphones, but I think that's his eyeballs. I can't tell.
It's like a Disney reenactment. This is going to be the next Disney
reenactment. Inside Mama's Pouch.
All right, look. Here's the deal. I want to ask you guys about some carny words. And fucking wrap this show up, because right now I feel like I need a shower.
I've done my job for the night.
What does that mean in carny talk?
It means fucking Dave.
Oh, man. I blew it.
This is Dave's fault.
That's cool. That's cool.
So in carny, they would use a lot of words, in the carnival that the guests wouldn't know. Like code words. Sorry, I apologize. Like code words. That's so the guests wouldn't know. In carny, what do you guys think alfalfa means? Jeffy, you go
money.
First.
Alfalfa?
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
No Googling either. Don't Google me a douchebag.
I think an alfalfa is like a reference to the little rascal alfalfa.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
Which is like he's kind of like you see somebody, he's a little taller than the rest of the rascals. So he's standing out. Like, oh, there's some alfalfa standing out over there. Like maybe he's a, all right,
we got it. Over-explaining, Jeffy. We got it.
Oh. Sorry.
Hold up.
Okay, terrific.
Dave, jeez. What do you think it means?
It's either I'm crickets or I talk too much.
No, we love you.
I was thinking in reference to the Little Rascals, but I'm thinking it's like a gullible teen. So it's like, hey, it's like your mark.
All right, Dan?
See, Dave already speaks carny because he's from Detroit. It's not fair.
Everybody speaks carny in Detroit.
That's right.
I'm going to say money.
You think alfalfa means money?
Yes. Seeing money.
How would you use it
in a sentence?
Flying boredom family.
Could you use it in a sentence?
I see this. See plenty of this alfalfa over there. Standing around.
Wait,
I don't know,
man.
Yo. So bad.
I'm not sure if that's a full sentence.
I've seen some alfalfa in my life.
I see the alfalfa.
Dan just
that's
speaks
proper in, carny.
Dan just speaks in predicates. That's all he speaks. Dan's right. Alfalfa in carny does mean money. So getting alfalfa or having extra alfalfa or
greenback. I got you.
Taking the marks for more alfalfa.
See? taking the marks from more alfalfa.
That's right. Okay, what all about right, Abba Dabba?
Oh.
That's that terrible Swedish band, isn't it?
No, you're thinking Abba. Jeffy, Abba Dabba in Carney. What do you think that means?
Abba Dabba's that magic, Daddy. That's when like, you're like giving them the fast one.
Similar.
You're gonna hit them with a little of that Abba Dabba.
Dan, what do you think? Dave, what do you think?
Shit, I have no idea.
You gotta play the game. It's not fucking fun.
I don't know. I'm gonna say that's like, it's like aloha.
Abba Dabba. All right, it's like saying hello, like a greeting. That's what you think?
Sure, I'll go with that one.
All right. Dan, what
but it could also mean goodbye, because it's like aloha. It means like eight different things.
Dan, what do you think?
Like pulling a fast one.
Abba Dabba. Like we got about, you got over on him, right?
Yeah.
Abba Dabba is actually any kind of dessert that is served in the cookhouse or the rest of the carnival. So you got to make that money on the Abba Dabba. You got extra alfalfa on the Abba Dabba after the show.
Wow.
See how it comes together here?
I love it.
Charge extra for the Abba Dabba. You want to get some extra alfalfa, you got to give more on the Abba Dabba after the show. Takes them longer to eat it.
Yeah, it takes me longer to say it.
There it is. What about cake, Jeffy? In Carney, what does cake mean?
Cake is a girl's ass.
Fuck yeah.
Say that.
All right, Dave, what do you think?
She got them cakes. Look at her over there with them cakes.
Dave, what do you think it means?
I mean, that's it. That's what it is. What else could it be?
All right. Dan, what do you think?
Yeah, oh yeah, that ass. Okay. That ass, that cake.
It's that ass.
Yo, check out that cake. Y'all want a slice of that cake? Let me get some more of that cake.
Cake is actually money made by shortchanging customers at the ticket box. So when people go in to buy tickets and you give them a little less change, or if it's $10 a ticket, you charge them $11. Right, so you take the extra money. So you got a little cake on, you got a little alfalfa cake on the Abba Dabba.
Oh man, see, I just feel like a piece of shit now.
I've subjectified women for no reason.
Yeah,
carnies are shiesty.
They definitely are. So let's talk about cherry pie, gentlemen. Jeffy, what's a cherry pie in Carney?
Fuck.
Oh, jeez. Because I just think of.
I know what you think of.
Your first girlfriend.
Fuck's sake.
See, I didn't get no cherry pie with my first girlfriend. That's fucked up.
She's my cherry pie.
Cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise. Tastes so
sing
good.
Sing it, Warrant.
Grown
come on.
Cry. Sweet cherry pie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
What is that, like,
take
fucking
the show on
like,
the road?
Warrant or something?
Warrant. Yep.
It was Warrant.
Warrant. Okay. Of course, Jamie Lane, lead singer. He was amazing.
Let's not play games here, right?
Cool man.
Rest in peace, I believe.
He's like, cool man. All right, what's cherry pie mean, Dave?
So, like, they're talking about dessert with the Abba Dabba and then the cherry pie. I think a cherry pie is like a big score.
A big score. Okay.
You can get both.
Not a bad guess. Not a bad guess. Dan, what do you think?
What the fuck?
That's not me. She's my cherry pie. Yeah. I wish it was. Tastes so good, make a grown man
cry. Sweet cherry pie. All right, there you go. I had to get in there. Cherry pie, what do you think?
Swinging in the kitchen.
Yeah, I think so.
Swinging in the back because ain't nobody. Score.
Cherry pie.
You got cherry pie during it for a nooner. You get it when you got a nooner. You got a cherry pie.
This is a nooner.
But I thought it was a score.
Possibly. So cherry pie means an extra job done by a circus personnel for extra pay. So for instance,
like a side gig.
Tonight, I had to run the Abba Dabba as cherry pie for more alfalfa.
Or those gymnasts had to also feed the horses.
That could work well, too, I think. That's probably...
Like they had the moonlight. They had to do two jobs that cherry pie was your second job on the carnival.
And last one but not least, I'm just going to wrap this up. Jeffy, lot lice. What do lot lice mean? Lice.
I know what that is.
Well, from doing short stints on Grateful Dead tour throughout my life, I'm pretty sure lot lice are either crabs or American louse, the head lice.
All right. Dave, what do you think? Lot lice.
It's either like I was agreeing with Jeff. It's either like crabs or scabies or rats.
Damn, it's not that gross actually.
Oh, okay. Well, then
Dan, what do you got? Lot lice.
I was just gonna say it's people that won't leave.
Ooh, good guess. Dan's probably closest. Lot lice are local townspeople who arrive early to watch the unloading of the circus and stay late. Maybe they leave money behind, but they are sure to get in the way. Lot lice. That's your carny learning moment there here on the program tonight. You learned a couple carny vocabulary words. So you can go to your local carnival or town fair and speak to the folks who are working there, Jeffy. That's what we're doing. We're supporting the...
Do you think anyone in the 1900s has spoken like this?
Yes. On a regular.
Are we sure? Do we
on
have...
a regular. I heard dudes talking about cherry pie and alfalfa the last time I was at the freaking fair at the Catholic church.
Straight up.
It was the priest?
No, it wasn't the priest.
The priests were talking about their cherry pie and alfalfa.
The priest speaking carny. It's great.
Oh, Plum. In Connecticut. Yay, Connecticut.
Yay, Connecticut. No, it wasn't the priest. It wasn't the priest.
Love
the priests were too busy.
Catholicism in Connecticut, get you some. Fairfield County.
Or just in general Catholicism, just stop there.
Like, bring alfalfa over here.
Trying to get that alfalfa with the cherry pie.
That little cherry pie, preacher. What's up, Father? You got a little alfalfa, Daddy? Come on, give me that abba-dabba.
Look, I want us all to be fluent in carny, so I think it'd be fun to speak carny in front of people.
I would love to speak carny. I'd also like to speak Dutch.
I'm working on learning Spanish fluently right now, and then
once you ain't working that hard on it.
Or
what's
speak
up?
Speak some Spanish for us, Dave. Lay it on me, Poppy.
Yeah, let's hear something.
Mm-mm. Hola, amigo.
Huh?
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Yep. See, I don't know any of that.
God,
Dave.
Deme mi cerveza.
Domi omogato, Mr.
Will it tell you what beers I have?
No, give me a beer, I think.
No, like, Dime is like, tell me.
Isn't it get me? See, you can't listen to me because I speak terrible Spanish.
I think your Spanish is great.
Apparently my Spanish is better than yours right now.
Absolutely. All right, check it out.
You know, if I could find a Rosetta Stone for Carney, I'm going to get it for you guys for Christmas.
Fuck
they don't have it for Carney.
You don't know that, Jeffrey? Like
Carney for Dummies?
Maybe they should have an app, a Carney language app.
It would be great if Dave goes to Mexico to open his restaurant. Doesn't speak a damn bit of Spanish, but he speaks full carny.
Word.
Dude,
just speak carny to Mexicans. I'm sure
they will kill you. It is a romance language. Well, it's actually gypsy, but yeah. English gypsy. So I think English gypsy and Mexicans, there's a lost heritage there. There's something to be said.
Holy shit. Big shout out to our good friend Scotty over there, Scott Johnson at Mac Media, for joining us on the program tonight. Get yourself a website. It's super important. Look, people search on the internet. That's where they find everything, whether it's for a job, for a private gig, for a catering. Trust me, they are Googling your name, so you want that shit to come up the proper way. Check out macmediagroup.com. Get yourself a brand new website. They'll get you all taken care of. Big shout out again to all our friends who came out for the casting today. We got a lot more information coming up about that very, very soon. We're so excited about it. Big shout out as well to Chef Dan for joining us tonight. Dan, much love, brother. Have yourself a great night.
Thank you, fellas. You all have a great night. Love y'all.
My man, there he is. Dave, you're late always, and you come on the show, and you get us talking about pouches of marsupials, and that's not cool.
A pleasure, as always. Thank you for having me on again tonight.
That's right. Meanwhile, in the meantime, we'll see you guys next week right here on this very program. It's going to be a great show next Thursday. Make sure you check us out live, 10 p.m. on Spreaker Radio. Remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Give it the time it deserves. See you next week, guys. Peace.
Power, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.
Do you think I'm crazy? I've got my